Tennis's Grand Slam season is underway in Melbourne, Australia today, with a men's draw that is stacked with past champions and potential winners, and a women's draw that is missing both last year's champion and the 2002 champion. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Morning, John.
Good morning, Renee.
Let's start with who is not in the field, specifically the last two women's champions.
Yeah, you know, Serena Williams hasn't played since she had knee surgery last July. She missed the U.S. Open after winning Wimbledon. She lost her number one ranking because of the injury. She was supposed to come back and play in Australia, but she announced last week that she's still not quite ready, which didn't make anybody in women's tennis happy. You want your dominant player playing to start out the new year, so she's not there. Jennifer Capriati, who won the tournament in 2002, also pulled out with an injury, and so did Mary Pierce, who won the event in 1995. So they're kind of bereft of past champions going into the event, and that, of course, doesn't make anybody who's going to be watching very happy.
Well, with Serena Williams out, is her sister Venus the favorite now?
No, not really, because Venus has also been injured. She strained an abdominal muscle at Wimbledon, also missed the rest of the year. Now, she's coming back. She's going to play. Interestingly, she's ranked 11th in the world right now, but the Women's Tennis Association got the Australian Open officials to move her up to number 3 in the seedings, which should make it easier for her to go deeper into the tournament. It's a very unusual move to do this, but it's not without precedent in tennis.
And how do the other players feel about that?
Well, I think that, you know, the ones who were jumped over aren't very happy. Amélie Mauresmo, who's now the 4 seed, complained about it. But I think most of them understand that, let's face it, when healthy, Venus Williams is certainly one of the top 3 players in the world. She's seated only behind the 2 Belgians, Justine Anna Arden, who won the last 2 of the last 3 majors last year, and Kim Clijsters, and that's really where she belongs. And as I said, there's precedent for this. A few years ago, the U.S. Tennis Association jumped Andre Agassi in the seedings, and that was just done for television purposes. At least this is done for competition purposes.
No controversy on the men's side. Andy Roddick last year was number 1, and he's seeded number 1. So is he the favorite?
Well, yes and no. He certainly finished last year on a run, won the U.S. Open, as you said, jumped to number 1 in the rankings. But I think if you look at Andre Agassi, who's won 3 of the last 4 Australians and always starts the year playing well and likes the hot weather, he certainly has to be at least the co-favorite. And then you've got Juan Carlos Ferreira and Roger Federer, who also won major titles there. So the men's draw is really stacked at the top as opposed to the women, that's more wide open.
John, is it me or has Andre Agassi been around forever?
He first played his first professional match, I think, during the Eisenhower administration, Renee. or it does feel that way. He's really a marvel. He's the oldest man in this field. He's almost 34 and played as a pro back in 1986. That's a long, long career for a tennis player. That's a long career for a politician.
John, thanks much.
Thank you, Renee.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose most recent book is Open, Inside the Ropes at Bethpage Black.